Matt, you're up on a Jay Thomas Show with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Speaking of corrupt leaders, I want to talk about Elon Musk for a second. Sure. I have no problem with oversight and in the context that you guys are talking about it, but he is perhaps our biggest government contractor, and he now has an office in the White House and visibility into the government payment system where he can actually see who among his competitors are getting contracts, what the terms of contracts are, and he can manipulate the entire process. I didn't see his name on a single ballot this season. Somebody needs to swat him down, and I'm making a direct appeal to you. This is something that would never, ever go over in the state of North Dakota. No government contractor could put themselves in a position that he has. Something's got
to
be done.
A lot of people are saying the same thing. What do you say to that, Senator?
They are, although, Donald Trump created Doge. A lot of people that support Donald Trump like Doge. Mm-hmm. They like a guy like Elon Musk who's got the big brain that can identify things that other people maybe can't identify, so he brings some value to it. One of the things I told the press gaggle here about it, I think it's too early to, as the caller says, to just swat it down because we have this new president that won with this new mandate and doing all the things he said he was going to do. We have to watch it carefully. I'm a fair bit uncomfortable, frankly, with the Elon thing. And I know Elon, and I stood up the Space Force. But for Elon Musk, we might not even have a space program in the United States of America. So it's not like we don't owe him a little something. But to the caller's point, and here's the part of this that's the most uncomfortable to me as the space guy. I mean, I'm going through a fight right now with the Space Force and the Space Development Agency over a contract dispute and a protest. And I think there's a railroad job taking place right now as we speak.
Oh, really?
Against one of the most innovative people that we've ever had in our space program. And I'm going to fight it with everything I can, the way Admiral Rickover did for the nuclear Navy. But what I'm uncomfortable about is Elon is the largest, he's at least a very large defense contractor. He moves a lot of our satellites and puts them into space because he's got the wherewithal to do it, and he's earned that right.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be the superpower we once were and we need to be, we need a lot more than one contractor. We need a lot of small contractors. We need a lot of mid-sized contractors. We need to rebuild our defense industrial complex. And we need to make sure that if Elon Musk wants to have this oversight and use those skills and use those gifts in a patriotic way for his nation, we should let him. But there have to be some guardrails. There just have to be, or you have to pick public service. Because if anybody that is nominated and confirmed, you know, nominated by an elected president and confirmed by an elected Congress, they most of the time have to step away from their business interests, or at the very least disclose their business interests.
Yeah, I think.
And so we do have those rules and laws.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. I'm going to try to slip everybody in here. I love Doge. I think this is a great idea, but I get what Matt and many others are saying. There's got to be, and you just said it too, Senator, there's got to be oversight. He's got to keep, he being President Trump, has got to keep an eye or somebody and keep Elon, you know, just
well, keep, and he said
keep,
it
not under wraps, but yeah, keep him in his lane. That's perfect way
he
to
said
say
it when he was signing executive orders yesterday. We're going to let him take a look at these things, and if we don't think he should have anything to do, or
then he shouldn't,
and it's a good idea, and it's not a good idea, then we're going to pull him off of it and get him away from this stuff.
Good.
I think to Matt's point, one of the trigger that sort of raised a lot of concern was this access to the Treasury Department.
Yep.
and some of that information. So, and there are people obviously looking very closely at that because that could be a problem, or at least a perceived problem. Yep.